This coming Monday, world-class runners and first-timers alike will take part in the Boston Marathon. And the runners this year have new concerns about hydration. A New England Journal of Medicine report reveals that drinking too much water can be harmful. In fact, it could kill you. Dr. Peter Moyer is medical director of Boston's Emergency Medical Services and joins us now from Boston. What is your advice, and are people surprised who are coming to run about this report and the findings?
Well, they may be surprised, although we've been aware of this phenomenon, that is hyponatremia, too much water in your body relative to the salt. It's well worth recognizing and treating.
How can you recognize it when you see somebody coming along, a man or a woman, sort of wobbling down the street? How can you recognize that as hyponatremia as opposed to just the reverse, dehydration?
What does help you separate that is, first of all, if you're part of the target population, as the article suggested, if you have held your own weight or gained weight, that's not a good sign. If you're a smaller person and if you're a slower runner, and the dividing line between slower and faster is around 4 hours. So if you finish in 4 or 5 or more hours, and lots of marathoners do, you're subject to this. And then the way we would recognize it is not just wobbling, but if this person had a change in their mental status, meaning they were confused, disoriented, or unresponsive, or seizing. Any of those, we would get a sodium. If there's we can do that right there. It's called point-of-care testing. We can do it along the course in 3 different spots, and we can also do it at the final tent. If you had a low sodium in the state of having confusion and you didn't have a high fever and you didn't have a low sugar, we would treat you with a very salty solution. It's called hypertonic saline.
Mm-hmm. What we're talking about here is low sodium in your blood. Would the old line football coaches have been right when they recommended, they used to recommend salt tablets in the summertime?
Yes, part of it is also taking salty foods before the race, after the race. It's hard to during the race. One of the findings in this article in the New England Journal of Medicine that you referenced is that the sports drinks, Gatorade and others, while they do have some sodium in them, don't have a lot of sodium in them. It's about 1/5 as much as the usual IV fluids. And the reason for that is you just can't have too much salt. You won't tolerate that much salt in terms of absorbing fluid in the first place. So it's mostly loading up on salt beforehand or afterwards. Yes, that can make a difference.
Anything different happening Monday? Big advice posters at the start of the race, the Boston Marathon?
Well, we have in years past as well warned about hyponatremia to this target population, and we've suggested that people who would be candidates for it get weighed beforehand. And we are advising people, as we have actually for the last few years, not to drink excessively. And then we've gone back to now drinking to thirst. We used to say, don't wait till thirst. We're now saying, wait till you're thirsty to drink.
That is a big change.
Yeah, that's a change. But I don't want to lose the idea of drinking is still important during these races, so people still have to drink fluids. We also talked about having fewer drinking stations along the second half of the course and having smaller cups so you don't drink as much.
Dr. Peter Moyer, medical director for Boston Emergency Medical Services, thank you. Have a great race.
Thanks. Bye.